the same Shaver who published the original Love Quiz with Cindy Hazan. The ECR allowed for specific, short questions that targeted particular aspects of adult attachment based on two main categories, anxiety in the relationship and avoidance. We present a modified version that we think works best in everyday life. Attachment styles are stable but plastic. Knowing your specific attachment profile will help you understand yourself better and guide you in your interactions with others. Ideally, this will result in more happiness in your relationships. You are going to hear a series of statements followed by the letter A, B, or C. For each of the following statements that are true for you, write down that letter, A, B, or C, that follows it. At the end of the quiz, add up how many A's, B's, and C's you wrote down. If a statement is untrue for you, don't write anything. Quiz. I often worry that my partner will stop loving me. A. I find it easy to be affectionate with my partner. C. I fear that once someone gets to know the real me, she or he won't like who I am. A. I find that I bounce back quickly after a breakup. It's weird how I can just put someone out of my mind. C. When I'm not involved in a relationship, I feel somewhat anxious and incomplete. A. I find it difficult to emotionally support my partner when she or he is feeling down. C. When my partner is away, I'm afraid that she or he might become interested in someone else. A. I feel comfortable depending on romantic partners. B. My independence is more important to me than my relationships. C. I prefer not to share my innermost feelings with my partner. C. When I show my partner how I feel, I'm afraid she or he will not feel the same about me. A. I am generally satisfied with my romantic relationships. B. I don't feel the need to act out much in my romantic relationships. B. I think about relationships a lot. A. I find it difficult to depend on romantic partners. C. I tend to get very quickly attached to a romantic partner. A. I have little difficulty expressing my needs and wants to my partner. B. I sometimes feel angry or annoyed with my partner without knowing why. C. I am very sensitive to my partner's moods. A. I believe most people are essentially honest and dependable. B. I prefer casual sex with uncommitted partners to intimate sex with one person. C. I'm comfortable sharing my personal thoughts and feelings with my partner. B. I worry that if my partner leaves me, I might never find someone else. A. It makes me nervous when my partner gets too close. C. During a conflict, I tend to impulsively do or say things I later regret, rather than be able to reason about things. A. An argument with my partner doesn't usually cause me to question our entire relationship. B. My partners often want me to be more intimate than I feel comfortable being. C. I worry that I'm not attractive enough. A. Sometimes people see me as boring because I create little drama in relationships. B. I miss my partner when we're apart, but when we're together, I feel the need to escape. C. When I disagree with someone, I feel comfortable expressing my opinions. B. I hate feeling that other people depend on me. C. If I notice that someone I'm interested in is checking out other people, I don't let it faze me. I might feel a pang of jealousy, but it's fleeting. B. If I notice that someone I'm interested in is checking out other people, I feel relieved. It means she or he's not looking to make things exclusive. C. If I notice that someone I'm interested in is checking out other people, it makes me feel depressed. A. If someone I've been dating begins to act cold and distant, I may wonder what's happened, but I'll know it's probably not about me. B. If someone I've been dating begins to act cold and distant, I'll probably be indifferent. I might even be relieved. C. If someone I've been dating begins to act cold and distant, I'll worry that I've done something wrong. A. If my partner wants to break up with me, I'd try my best to show her or him what he or she is missing. A little jealousy can't hurt. A. If someone I've been dating for several months tells me she or he wants to stop seeing me, I'd feel hurt at first, but I'd get over it. B. Sometimes, when I get what I want in a relationship, I'm not sure what I want anymore. C. I won't have much of a problem staying in touch with my ex. Strictly platonic. After all, we have a lot in common. B. Separately, add up all of your A's, B's, and C's. Scoring key. The more statements that you select in a category, the more you will display characteristics of the corresponding attachment style. Category A represents the anxious attachment style. Category B represents the secure attachment style. And category C represents the avoidant attachment style. Anxious. You love to be very close to your romantic partners and have the capacity for great intimacy. You often fear, however, that your partner does not wish to be as close as you would like him or her to be. Relationships tend to consume a large part of your emotional energy. You tend to be very sensitive to small fluctuations in your partner's moods and actions. And although your senses are often accurate, you take your partner's behaviors too personally. You experience a lot of negative emotions within the relationship and get easily upset. As a result, you tend to act out and say things you later regret. If the other person provides a lot of security and reassurance, however, you are able to shed much of your preoccupation and feel contented. Secure. Being warm and loving in a relationship comes naturally to you. You enjoy being intimate without becoming overly worried about your relationships. You take things in stride when it comes to romance, and don't get easily upset over relationship matters. You effectively communicate your needs and feelings to your partner, and are strong at reading your partner's emotional cues and responding to them. You share your successes and problems with your mate, and are able to be there for him or her in times of need. Avoidant. It is very important for you to maintain your independence and self-sufficiency, and you often prefer autonomy to intimate relationships. Even though you do want to be close to others, you feel uncomfortable with too much closeness and tend to keep your partner at arm's length. You don't spend much time worrying about your romantic relationships or about being rejected. You tend not to open up to your partners, and they often complain that you are emotionally distant. In relationships, you are often on high alert for any signs of control or impingement on your territory by your partner. What if I'm still not sure? When people hear about attachment styles, they often have no difficulty recognizing their own style. Some people tell us right away, "I'm anxious," "I'm definitely avoidant," or "I think I'm secure." Others have a harder time figuring it out. If you scored high on more than one attachment style, you may find it helpful to learn that two dimensions essentially determine attachment styles. your comfort with intimacy and closeness, the degree to which you try to avoid intimacy, your anxiety about your partner's love and attentiveness, and your preoccupation with the relationship. What we find particularly helpful is the way in which Brennan and his colleagues present attachment styles in graphic form, which provides a bird's-eye view of attachment styles that helps you understand how your attachment style relates to those of others. If you feel comfortable with intimacy with your romantic partner, that is, are low on intimacy avoidance, and don't obsess much about the relationship or about your partner's ability to love you back, that is, are low on relationship anxiety, but coasting along with it, you're probably secure. If you crave intimacy and closeness, that is, are low on intimacy avoidance, but have a lot of insecurities about where the relationship is going, and little things your partner does tend to set you off, that is, are high on relationship anxiety, you're probably anxious. If you feel uncomfortable when things become too close and intimate, and value your independence and freedom more than the relationship, that is, are high on intimacy avoidance, and don't tend to worry about your partner's feelings or commitment toward you, that is, are low on relationship anxiety, you're probably avoidant. If you are both uncomfortable with intimacy and very concerned about your partner's availability, you have a rare combination of attachment anxiety and avoidance. Only a small percentage of the population falls into this category, and if you are one of them, you can benefit from information on both the anxious and avoidant attachment styles. Out of the mouths of babes. Where do these classifications come from? Interestingly enough, they come from watching babies' behavior. Attachment styles were first defined by researchers observing the way babies, usually 9 to 18 months old, behaved during the strange situation test, a reunion with a parent after a stressful separation described earlier. Here is a short description of how the attachment styles are defined in children. Some of their responses can also be detected in adults who share the same attachment style. Anxious. This baby becomes extremely distressed when mommy leaves the room. When her mother returns, she reacts ambivalently. She is happy to see her, but angry at the same time. She takes longer to calm down, and even when she does, it is only temporary. A few seconds later, she'll angrily push mommy away, wriggle down, and burst into tears again. Secure. The secure baby is visibly distressed when mommy leaves the room. When mother returns, he is very happy and eager to greet her. Once in the safety of her presence, he is quick to be reassured, calm down, and resume play activity. Avoidant. When mommy leaves the room, this baby acts as though nothing has happened. Upon her return, she remains unmoved, ignores her mom, and continues to play indifferently. But this facade doesn't tell the whole story. In fact, inside, baby is neither calm nor collected. Researchers have found that these babies' heart rates are actually just as elevated as other babies who express immense distress, and their cortisol levels, the stress hormone, are high. Chapter 4. Step 2. Cracking the code. What is my partner's style? Figuring out other people's attachment styles is actually trickier than identifying your own. For one, you know yourself best. Not just how you behave, but also what you feel and think when you are in a relationship. Second, you can take your own quiz to help with the process. When you start dating someone new, however, you aren't likely to whip out our quiz and start grilling your date about his or her past relationships. Luckily, without even knowing it, most people give away almost all the information you need to determine their attachment style in their natural, day-to-day actions and words. The trick is to know what to look for. Be a keen observer and ardent listener. In attachment studies, researchers bring people to the lab and ask them about their romantic relationships. The attitudes that people display toward intimacy and closeness and the degree to which they are preoccupied with their relationships determine their attachment style. But from our experience, this information is also readily available outside the lab, if you know what to look for. Understanding attachment will change the way you perceive new people you meet, but it will also give you surprising insight into your partner if you are already in a relationship. In dating situations, your thinking will shift from, "Does he or she like me?" to, "Is this someone I should invest in emotionally? Is he or she capable of giving me what I need?" Going forward with a relationship will become about choices you have to make. You'll start asking yourself questions like, "How much is this person capable of intimacy? Is he sending mixed messages, or is he genuinely interested in being close?" Using this chapter as a guide, with time and practice, you will develop and fine-tune your ability to determine someone's attachment style early on. Keep in mind that when you're excited about someone, your objectivity is compromised and you tend to create a rosy picture of him or her. Anything that doesn't fit into this picture fades into the background. In the initial stages of dating, however, it's important to pay equal attention to all messages coming through and address them securely. This will help you determine if the relationship is right for you and ensure it is going in a positive direction. If you are currently in a relationship, you might already have an idea about your partner's attachment style from what you've heard so far, and you can use the tools we'll provide here to sharpen your skills. Your thinking will shift as well. You'll no longer ask yourself, "Why is she always pushing me away?" Instead, you'll say, "It really isn't about me at all. She just doesn't feel comfortable with too much closeness." Uncovering your partner's attachment style will allow you to better understand the particular challenges that you face as a couple, an essential step toward using attachment principles to improve your bond. Questionnaire: Determining Your Partner's Attachment Style. Following is a questionnaire designed to help you establish your partner's or date's attachment style. The questionnaire is divided into three groups, A, B, and C. Each describes certain characteristics illustrated with a few examples. Note that if the characteristic in general is true of your partner, you should score it as true. It is also enough that only one example and not all be true of your partner to mark it as true. After hearing each characteristic, decide on the basis of all your interactions and conversations with your partner or date whether it is true of him or her. The truer it is, the higher you should score, based on the following scale. 1 equals very untrue of him or her. 2 equals moderately true of him or her. 3 equals very true of him or her. Group A. Description 1. Sends mixed signals. Seems distant and aloof, yet vulnerable at the same time, which you find irresistible. Sometimes calls a lot, and other times not at all. Says something intimate like, "When we move in together," but later acts as though you don't have a future as a couple. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 2. Values his or her independence greatly. Looks down on dependency and neediness. Says things like, "I need a lot of space. My work takes up so much of my time, there's no room for anyone serious in my life right now." Or, "I could never be with someone who isn't completely self-sufficient." Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 3. Devalues you or previous partners, even if only jokingly. Jokes about how lousy you are at reading maps or how cute it is that you're roly-poly. Describes someone she or he was once really interested in, but after a couple of dates became turned off because of some physical feature. Cheated on a past partner. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 4. Uses distancing strategies, emotional or physical. had a previous partner for 6 years, but they lived in separate households. Prefers to go to sleep at home, to use separate blankets, or to sleep in a separate bed. Prefers taking vacations alone. Plans are left unclear. When you will meet again, when he or she will move in. Stays a stride ahead of you when you're walking together. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 5. Emphasizes boundaries in the relationship. Makes you feel that these are my friends or family. Keep out. Doesn't want to invite you to his or her place. Prefers to spend time at yours. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 6. Has an unrealistically romantic view of how a relationship should be. Talks longingly about finding that one perfect person one day. Idealizes a past relationship, but is vague about what went wrong. Says things like, I don't know if I'll ever be able to feel again the way I did about my ex. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 7. Mistrustful. Fears being taken advantage of by partner. Is sure that dates are out to hitch him or her into marriage. Fears partner will take financial advantage of him or her. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 8. Has rigid view of relationships and uncompromising rules, which you must comply with. Has a strong preference for a certain type of partner. Very good-looking, or very thin, or blonde, for example. Is certain it's best to live in separate houses or not to get married. Makes sweeping statements like, all women or men want such and such. Or, after you get married or move in together, they change on you. Doesn't like talking on the phone, even if this is your main way to connect. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 9. During a disagreement, needs to get away or explodes. Says things like, you know what, forget it. I don't want to talk about it. Gets up and walks out in fury. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 10. Doesn't make his or her intentions clear. Leaves you guessing as to his or her feelings. Stays with you for a long time but doesn't say I love you. Talks about going abroad for a year without mentioning where that leaves the two of you. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 11. Has difficulty talking about what's going on between you. Makes you feel uncomfortable for asking where the relationship is headed. When you say something is bothering you, responds with, I'm sorry, without further clarification. Certain topics are off limits. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Now add up your total scores from descriptions 1 through 11 to get your Group A total score. Group B. Description 1. Reliable and consistent. Phones when he or she says he or she will phone. Makes plans in advance and follows through. If can't make it, gives advance notice, apologizes, and specifies an alternative plan. Doesn't go back on promises. If she or he can't keep promise, explains. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 2. Makes decisions with you, not unilaterally. Discusses plans, doesn't like to decide without hearing your opinion first. Makes plans that take your preferences into account. Doesn't assume she or he knows best. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 3. Flexible view of relationships. Isn't looking for a particular type of partner, that is, a certain age or appearance. Is open to different arrangements, like moving in together or joint versus separate bank accounts. Doesn't make sweeping statements like, all women and men want such and such, or After you get married or move in together, they change on you. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 4. Communicates relationship issues well. Makes you feel comfortable for asking about where the relationship stands or how she or he sees your future together, even if the answer isn't to your liking. Tells you if something is bothering him or her. Doesn't act out or expect you to guess. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 5. Can reach compromise during arguments. Does his or her best to understand what is really bothering you and to address that issue. When you have a misunderstanding, is not too busy proving she or he is right to solve the problem. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 6. Not afraid of commitment or dependency. Doesn't worry that you are trying to impinge on his or her territory or freedom. Isn't afraid you or other partners are trying to trap him or her into marriage, get his or her money, etc. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 7. Doesn't view relationship as hard work. Doesn't talk about how much compromise and effort a relationship takes. Is open to starting a new relationship even when circumstances aren't ideal, for example, when work or studies take up much time. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 8. Closeness creates further closeness rather than distancing. After an emotional or revealing conversation, reassures you and is there for you. Doesn't suddenly get cold feet. After sleeping together, tells you how much you mean to him or her, not just how good the sex was. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 9. Introduces friends and family early on. Wants to make you part of his or her circle of friends. Might not initiate your meeting with his or her family, but if you ask to meet them, or invite him or her to meet yours, we'll be happy to. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 10. Naturally expresses feelings for you. Usually tells you early on how she or he feels about you. Uses those three words, I love you, generously. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 11. Doesn't play games. Doesn't leave you guessing or try to make you feel jealous. Doesn't make calculations such as, I already called twice, now it's your turn. Or, you waited an entire day to get back to me, now I'll wait a day too. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Add all the scores from the previous 11 descriptions to get your Group B total score. Group C. Description 1. Wants a lot of closeness in the relationship. Agrees to go on joint vacations, move in together, or spend all your time together early in relationship, although might not initiate it. Likes a great deal of physical contact, holding hands, caressing, kissing. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 2. Expresses insecurities, worries about rejection. Asks a lot of questions about your past partners to assess where she or he stands in comparison. Tries to see whether you still have feelings for your ex. Tries hard to please you. Fears that you'll stop having feelings towards him or her, or will lose sexual interest. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 3. Unhappy when not in a relationship. You can sense that he or she is desperate to find someone, even if he or she doesn't say so. Sometimes the date feels like an interview for the future husband-wife slot. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 4. Plays games to keep your attention or interest. Acts distant and uninterested if you haven't called for a few days. pretends to be unavailable or busy, tries to manipulate certain situations to make you more available or interested in her or him. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 5. Has difficulty explaining what's bothering him or her. Expects you to guess. Expects you to pick up from subtle cues that she or he is upset. If this doesn't work, acts out. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 6. Acts out, instead of trying to resolve the problem between you. Threatens to leave during an argument, but later changes his or her mind. Doesn't express his or her needs, but eventually acts upset about an accumulation of hurts. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 7. Has a hard time not making things about himself or herself in the relationship. If you have to work late when she or he has a party, interprets it as, you don't want to meet my friends. If you come home tired and don't want to talk, interprets it as, you don't love me anymore. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 8. Lets you set the tone of the relationship so as not to get hurt. You call, she or he calls. You say you have feelings, she or he says she or he has feelings for you, at least at first. Doesn't want to take chances. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 9. Is preoccupied with the relationship. At the end of a date, you go home to sleep. She or he goes home to hash out every detail with friends. When you're not together, calls or texts a lot, or doesn't call at all, and waits for you to call, as a defensive act. You can tell that she or he thinks about the relationship a lot. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 10. Fears that small acts will ruin the relationship. Believes she or he must work hard to keep your interest. Says things like, I called you so many times today I'm afraid you'll get tired of me. Or, I really didn't present myself very well to your family, and now your family will hate me. Rate this with a 1, 2, or 3. Description 11. Suspicious that you may be unfaithful. Gets access to your password and checks your email account. Hypervigilant about your whereabouts. Goes through your belongings looking for evidence. Add the scores from descriptions 1 through 11 to get your Group C total score. Scoring key. 1. 11 to 17, very low. Your partner definitely doesn't have this attachment style. 2. 18 to 22, moderate. Your partner shows a tendency toward this attachment style. 3. 23 to 33, high. Your partner definitely has this attachment style. As a rule of thumb, the higher the score, the stronger the inclination toward that style. Any score of 23 or above indicates a strong likelihood of a particular attachment style. If your partner is high on two attachment styles, chances are that those are the avoidant and anxious ones. Some of the behaviors of these two styles are outwardly similar, even though they originate from very different romantic attitudes. In that case, the golden rules, which we'll get to soon, will help you make a better assessment. Score of 23 or above for Group A. It seems that your partner or date has an avoidant attachment style. This means that you can't take closeness and intimacy for granted. Someone secure or anxious has a basic wish to be close. With someone avoidant, that basic desire is missing. While they have a need for attachment and love, they too possess a basic mechanism in the brain to get attached. They tend to feel suffocated when things get too close. With avoidance, everyday interactions and conversations, whether they're about which channel to watch on TV or how to raise the kids, are actually negotiations for space and independence. You often wind up complying with their wishes, because otherwise they will withdraw. Research shows that avoidants hardly ever date one another. They simply lack the glue that keeps things together. Score of 23 or above for Group B. Your partner or date has a secure attachment style. Such people want to be close. At the same time, they are not overly sensitive to rejection. They are also great communicators and know how to get their messages across in a way that is straightforward, yet not accusing. Once you get close to someone with this attachment style, you don't have to negotiate intimacy anymore. It becomes a given. This frees both of you to enjoy life and grow. They listen to your point of view and try to make things work in a way that will be acceptable to you both. They have an innate understanding of what a romantic partnership means, namely that your partner's well-being is your own, and vice versa. These qualities allow you to be your most authentic self, which research has shown to be one of the most important factors in contributing to your overall happiness and well-being. Score of 23 or above for Group C. Your partner or date has an anxious attachment style. This is not necessarily a bad thing as long as you take the trouble to get into his or her mindset. Someone with an anxious attachment style craves intimacy, but is also very sensitive to even the smallest of perceived threats to this closeness. Sometimes they'll interpret your unconscious actions as a threat to the relationship. When this happens, they become flooded with apprehension, but they lack the skills to communicate their distress to you effectively. Instead, they resort to a lot of acting out and drama. This can create a vicious cycle as they become even more sensitive to slights and their distress is compounded. This does sound daunting, but before you call it quits, it is important to know that if you're sensitive and nurturing enough to calm their fears, which is very doable, you will win a greatly loving and devoted partner. Once you are receptive to their basic needs for warmth and security, their sensitivity can become an asset. They'll be very much in tune with your wants and will be helpful and dedicated. What's more, they will also gradually learn how to communicate their fears and emotions better, and you will need to second-guess them less and less. The Golden Rules for Deciphering Attachment Styles. If you're still in doubt, here are what we call the 5 golden rules to help you home in on his or her attachment style. 1. Determine whether she or he seeks intimacy and closeness. This is the number one question to ask yourself about your partner. All other attachment traits and behaviors stem from this one overriding issue. If the answer is no, you can be pretty sure your partner or date has an avoidant attachment style. If the answer is yes, your partner or date has either a secure or anxious style. Listen to Chapter 3 to learn more about the 2 dimensions that determine attachment styles. When trying to answer this question, let go of preconceptions. There is no one type of personality that is avoidant, nor one that is either secure or anxious. He might be cocky and self-assured and still really crave closeness. On the flip side, she might be nerdy and clumsy and still be averse to intimacy. Ask yourself, what does this particular behavior indicate about his or her attitude toward intimacy and closeness? Are they doing or not doing something because they want to minimize intimacy? Suppose you are dating someone with children from a previous marriage. She might not want to introduce you to them because she is thinking of their well-being and believes it is too early for them to deal with a new man in her life, which is perfectly legitimate. On the other hand, it could be a way for her to keep you at a distance and maintain her separate life. You have to look at the whole picture and see how this behavior fits in. Depending on how much time has passed and how serious the relationship is, does it still seem right for her to be so protective of the kids? What makes sense in the initial stages of the relationship doesn't make sense after 2 years. Does she introduce you to other family members and close friends? Has she considered your well-being and explained the situation, allowing you to express your feelings about it? If the answer to any of these questions is no, then this is not just about her children's best interests. It's more about keeping you at bay. 2. Assess how preoccupied she or he is with the relationship and how sensitive she or he is to rejection. Does he get easily hurt by things you say? Is he worried about your future together or about whether you love him enough to stay faithful? Is he very sensitive to details in the relationship that suggest distancing, such as when you make decisions that don't take him into account? If the answer to these questions is yes, it's likely that he has an anxious attachment style. 3. Don't rely on one symptom. Look for various signs. Looking at one behavior, attitude, or belief is not enough to determine your partner's attachment style. That is why there is no one characteristic that can establish someone's style, but rather a combination of behaviors and attitudes that together create a coherent pattern. It is the whole picture that tells the true story. Not being allowed to meet your partner's kids can be very frustrating, but if she is also able to talk about the subject, listen to your frustration, and find other ways to let you into her life, it doesn't necessarily indicate an inability to be close. 4. Assess his or her reaction to effective communication. This is probably one of the most important ways to uncover your partner's attachment style. Don't be afraid to express your needs, thoughts, and feelings to your partner. Listen to Chapter 11 for more on effective communication. What often happens when we're dating is that we censor ourselves for different reasons. We don't want to sound too eager or needy or believe it's too soon to raise certain topics. However, expressing your needs and true feelings can be a useful litmus test of the other person's capacity to meet your needs. The response, in real time, is usually much more telling than anything he or she could ever reveal of their own accord. If she or he is secure, she or he'll understand and do what's best to accommodate your needs. If she or he is anxious, you'll serve as a useful role model. He or she will welcome the opportunity for greater intimacy and start to become more direct and open. If she or he is avoidant, she or he will feel very uncomfortable with the increased intimacy that your emotional disclosure brings and will respond in one of the following ways. You're too sensitive, demanding, needy. I don't want to talk about it. Stop analyzing everything. What do you want from me? I didn't do anything wrong. He or she will consider your needs on a certain matter only to disregard them again very soon after. They'll say things like, "Geez, I said I was sorry." 5. Listen and look for what he or she is not saying or doing. What goes unsaid or undone by your partner can be just as informative as what he or she is doing and saying. Trust your gut feeling. Consider these examples. At midnight on New Year's Eve, Rob kissed his girlfriend and said, "I'm so glad that I'm with you. I hope that this will be the first of many New Years for us together." His girlfriend kissed him back, but did not reply. 2 months later, they separated. During an argument, Pat told her boyfriend Jim that it bothered her that they never made plans ahead of time. She felt more comfortable and secure if she had advance notice and a better sense of their plans. Jim didn't answer. He just changed the subject. He continued calling only at the last minute. She mentioned it again, but again he ignored her. Finally, Pat gave up on the relationship. In these cases, what Rob's girlfriend and Jim didn't say spoke louder than any words. Here's a cheat list of common behaviors to help you in cracking others' attachment styles. Avoidant behaviors include: sends mixed signals, values his or her independence greatly, devalues you or previous partners, uses distancing strategies, emotional or physical, emphasizes boundaries in the relationship, has an unrealistically romantic view of how a relationship should be, mistrustful, fears being taken advantage of by partner, has rigid view of relationships and uncompromising rules, during a disagreement needs to get away or explodes, doesn't make his or her intentions clear, has difficulty talking about what's going on between you. Secure behaviors include reliable and consistent, makes decisions with you, flexible view of relationships, communicates relationship issues well, can reach compromise during arguments, not afraid of commitment or dependency, doesn't view relationship as hard or work. Closeness creates further closeness. Introduces friends and family early on. Naturally expresses feeling for you. Doesn't play games. Anxious behaviors include wants a lot of closeness in the relationship. Expresses insecurities, worries about rejection. Unhappy when not in a relationship. Plays games to keep your attention or interest. Has difficulty explaining what's bothering him or her. Expects you to guess. Acts out. Has a hard time not making things about him or herself in the relationship. Lets you set the tone of the relationship. Is preoccupied with the relationship. Fears that small acts will ruin the relationship. Believes she or he must work hard to keep your interest. Suspicious that you may be unfaithful. Here are the 5 golden rules mentioned earlier. Determine whether she or he seeks intimacy and closeness. Assess how preoccupied she or he is with the relationship and how sensitive she or he is to rejection. Don't rely on one symptom. Look for various signs. Assess his or her reaction to effective communication. Listen and look for what he or she is not saying or doing. Deciphering Attachment Styles Workshop. Listen to the following accounts. Can you identify the attachment style in each case? Keep in mind the golden rules we've just outlined as you listen. Case 1. Barry, divorced, 46. Relationship? I don't want to hear about it now. I am still licking the wounds from my divorce. I want to make up for the time that I was married. I want to feel that women desire me. I want lots of sex. I know I have to be careful, though, because every woman that I go out with immediately starts to fantasize about what kind of father I'll be to her kids and how our last names will sound together. I've been dating someone for almost a year now. Her name is Caitlin, and she's great in every way. I know she would love for us to become more serious, but it will take me a long time before I'm ready to trust another woman, to commit and love. But even then I know exactly what I don't want and what I'm not willing to compromise on. Like what? Well, she'll have to be financially self-sufficient because I already have one woman milking me dry. I have no intention of supporting two. But there are also some other lines that I'm not willing to cross. Attachment style answer? Avoidant. You might be saying to yourself that the guy just went through a divorce and is bound to be cautious. That may be so, but until we hear evidence to the contrary, he's avoidant. He says that even after he falls in love, he will not compromise, that he values his independence, that he's mistrustful. Notice how he even talks about her kids. He could be talking about a woman with children from a previous marriage, but it's also possible that even when imagining their joint kids, Barry views them as her kids. The language that he uses creates distance. He's also afraid of being taken advantage of by women who want to tie him down in marriage and of being exploited financially. Consider the first golden rule. Determine if she or he seeks intimacy and closeness. You know he doesn't. He talks about wanting to be sought after and a lot of sex, but mentions nothing about emotional support or closeness. Case number 2. Bella, single, 24. Mark and I have been dating for a year and a half. We're very happy together. Don't get me wrong, not everything was perfect from day one. There were several things that bothered me about Mark at first. One example is that when we met, Mark was inexperienced sexually, and to be quite honest, I had to literally coach him in bed. I wasn't going to live the rest of my life sexually frustrated. But that's ancient history. Also, I'm much wilder than he is. Mark is a serious, down-to-earth type of guy. In fact, at first I thought he was too geeky for me to date. But I couldn't have made a better choice. Mark is warm and dependable, qualities that are priceless. I love him to bits. Attachment style answer? Secure. The clearest and most decisive clue that Bella is secure is the fact that she coached Mark in bed. This is a great example of communicating relationship issues clearly and effectively. She encounters a problem, wants to solve it, and feels confident enough to do so. Were Bella anxious, she might blame herself for Mark's deficiencies in bed. She might conclude that he's simply not attracted to her and therefore not making that extra effort to please her. Alternatively, she might grin and bear the situation so as not to harm the relationship. If Bella were avoidant, she wouldn't blame herself, but she might use Mark's incompetence to belittle him, a distancing strategy, and probably wouldn't coach him in the matter-of-fact way that she did. It is also apparent that Bella has flexible views of couplehood. Although Mark did not meet her definition of the ideal man, she made the mental transition without much hesitation, and, more important, is very satisfied with her decision in retrospect. Here, too, if she were avoidant, she might make the same compromise, but most likely she would feel cheated for having to make it. Lastly, Bella expresses her feelings for Mark openly and naturally. Case number 3. Janet, single, 23. I've finally met a great guy, a really great guy. Tim and I have been out together twice, and already I feel myself falling in love. It's so hard to find someone I'm compatible with. I'm only attracted to a certain type of man, and then, what are the chances he'll also find me attractive? The odds are against me on this one, so now that I've met Tim, I want to make sure I do everything right. I can't afford to make any mistakes. One wrong move, and I could jeopardize the entire relationship. I'm waiting for him to set the pace, because I don't want to seem too eager. Perhaps a text message would be okay? That might seem laid back and spontaneous, don't you think? Or maybe I'll forward him some funny email as part of a distribution list? Attachment style answer? Anxious. Janet is typically anxious. She seeks closeness, feels incomplete on her own, and is very preoccupied with the relationship. Granted, on the first few dates, people of all attachment styles get excited about the other person and think about them a lot. However, with Janet, it goes a step further. She views relationships as rare and fragile, and believes that any small, inappropriate act on her part has the capacity to ruin them. Therefore, she turns over in her head every move she makes, countless times, so as not to make a mistake. She also chooses to let Tim set the tone and pace of the relationship. Last, because she's insecure, she plays games by considering ways of indirectly getting in touch with Tim without putting herself on the line, such as making up a distribution list as an excuse to send him an email. Case 4. Paul, single, 37. I just ended my relationship with Amanda. I'm very disappointed, but I know I could never have spent my life with her. We dated for a couple of months, and at first I was sure I'd found the woman of my dreams. But different things about her started to bother me. For one thing, I'm convinced she had cosmetic surgery, and that's a real turnoff. Also, she's not that sure of herself, which I find unappealing. and once I stop having feelings towards someone, I can't stay a minute longer. I'll just have to keep searching. I know that the right woman is somewhere out there waiting for me, and no matter how long it takes, we will meet and be together. It's a visceral feeling. I can see her smile and feel her embrace. I know that when we meet, I will immediately feel a sense of calm and quietness. No matter how many times I fail, I promise myself that I will continue to look. Attachment style answer: avoidant. This one might be confusing. Paul is yearning for the woman of his dreams, so he must be secure or anxious, right? Wrong. His description of an ideal, true love should raise a red flag. Also, people with different attachment styles tend to explain why they are still alone in a different manner. People who are anxious often feel that there is something wrong with them. Secures will have a more realistic view of things, and avoidants often sound like Paul. They attribute their single status to external circumstances, such as not having met the right girl. This is a good opportunity to look beyond what is said to what is not said. If you don't get a clear understanding of why this person hasn't met the one, even though he's dated a great number of women, you should try to read between the lines. There are also hints in the way Paul describes his relationship with Amanda. He was very excited about her, but after they got close, he started noticing little things about her that turned him off. Devaluing your partner when things become too close is very typical of people with an avoidant attachment style, and is used as a way to create emotional distance. Case number 5. Logan. Single, 34. I've only dated 3 people in my life, including Mary. When we met a couple of years ago, I remember Mary was very unsettled by this fact. She kept grilling me about my past relationships, and when she realized I really had told her about all my relationships and was not holding anything back, she looked puzzled and asked if I hadn't felt I was missing out on something. Hadn't I been worried that I was by myself for too long or that I wasn't going to find someone? Honestly, the thought that I wouldn't find someone never crossed my mind. Sure, I had my share of disappointments, but I figured that when the time was right, it would happen. And it did. I knew I loved Mary almost immediately, and told her so. When did she reciprocate? I'm actually not sure, but I knew she was crazy about me even before she told me. Attachment style answer? Secure. There are several clues here that Logan has a secure attachment style. He is not preoccupied with relationships, nor does he fear remaining alone, which rules out an anxious attachment style, although it sounds like his girlfriend Mary is anxious for these reasons. The question remains whether Logan has an avoidant or secure style. Several indicators rule out an avoidant style. First, he seems to be very forthcoming with Mary about his past relationships, puts all his cards on the table, and isn't annoyed by her nosiness, and doesn't embellish his romantic history as someone anxious might do. Second, he feels comfortable expressing his feelings for Mary very early on, which is a typically secure trait. If he were avoidant, he'd be more likely to send mixed signals. Also, notice that he doesn't engage in any game playing. He doesn't keep track of when Mary reciprocates. He is simply true to himself and acts in the most genuine manner without letting other considerations rule. Case number 6. Suzanne. Single, 33. This Valentine's Day will mark the beginning of the year when I will find my husband. I'm tired of being alone. I'm sick of coming back to an empty home, going to the movies by myself, having sex with myself or with some stranger. This year, I will find someone wonderful who will be mine. In the past, I devoted myself completely to my partners and got badly hurt. I lost faith in finding someone good. But I have to overcome the fear of getting hurt. I'm willing to put myself out there, willing to take a risk and lose myself. I understand that no pain, no gain, and without me opening my heart, there is no chance that someone could enter. I will not give in to desperation. I deserve to be happy. Attachment.